You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way and road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano. And welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I hope you enjoyed your week and that during your week, you found plenty of time to pray to Jesus. Prayer allows us to talk to Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds. Through prayer, we build a relationship with Jesus, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. Eventually, we learn through prayer how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and woes and we let Him handle them. This lets us live our lives in peace and contentment without worries, fears, or stress. I wish I understood what I just told you when I was younger, but back then I had very little faith, hardly went to church, and I didn't pray. As a result, I had no relationship with the Lord. Luckily, in 2010, through a series of events no doubt generated by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about why family is necessary and how as Christians, we're obligated to love and respect everyone in our family, even when we may find it hard to do so. But always remember that Jesus is there to help. On today's show, we're going to speak about something that I think is important because it affects all of us. Today's topic is Make Today Matter. Many of us get so caught up in the day-to-day routine we deal with, we never take a moment to appreciate the gift of life that the Lord has given us. We wake up, race to get to work, put in a full day, race to get home, have dinner, maybe rest a short while, head to bed and start the next day over exactly the same way. Throughout our days, we're thinking about the many things we have to do at work and home, and we do our best to manage our time to do everything. Recreation tends to be social events, such as dinner out with friends, but with all of this, there is one thing seriously lacking. We don't enjoy our lives, we simply live our lives. To make matters worse, how many of us have heard people say, or we say it ourselves, I'm dreading today, because we're worried about something we have to get done or dealing with some unpleasant situation we are faced with. Friends, this is no way to live, and certainly not what our Lord has intended for us. Yes, I understand the pressures that many of us are under, such as the need to work long hours because we need the income and engaging in social activities more because we feel we have to rather than we want to. But what if we took a different approach and began each day by appreciating the gift of life, maybe saying a short prayer, thanking Jesus for the day, and no matter what we have to deal with, bring Jesus into our hearts and let Him lead us throughout the day, helping us through whatever difficulties we may be dealing with. When we do that, we can make today matter. And in fact, every day matter. In the Bible it says, Colossians chapter 4, verse 5, walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. This Bible verse tells us that we should value the gift of life and make the best use of each day, starting off with the concept of make today matter. When today ends, we will never get it back. We simply move on to the next one and the next one until one day we have no days left. So do your best to make today matter. Understanding how valuable life is and why each day matters is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is Make Today Matter. Happiness begins when we enjoy our lives. and we enjoy our lives when we enjoy every day. When we adopt the concept of make today matter and practice that every day, we will soon have an entirely different outlook on life, and we will find ourselves living much happier lives. The Lord wants us to be happy. He doesn't want us stressing over things, and He's always there for us to help us handle any burden we have if we let Him. But unfortunately, we allow ourselves to think and worry about all the tasks we must do, and we don't think about getting Jesus involved. And when we live that way, we are handling all the burdens, all the problems, and all the to-dos we feel we have to get done. But if we change our attitude and start off each day with thankfulness to the Lord for the gift of life and invite Him to spend a day with us, that alone will lift us up and we will easily be able to make today matter. The first song I'm going to play today shares a special message and ties nicely into today's theme of make today matter. When we take all that we have for granted and do not make it a point to keep Jesus in our lives, we drift away. That can lead to making bad decisions and dealing with many more problems because many of them we have brought on ourselves. The song I'm going to play is called Lead Us, Lord, Back to You. When I wrote this song, I thought about how many of us ignore our Lord and only reach out to Him when it's convenient for us, if at all. In the verses, we hear what living life is like when we do not have Jesus in our lives. Then in a chorus, a plea for us to reach out to Jesus and bring Him back into our lives. Please listen to my song, Lead Us, Lord, Back to You.
There are days when we feel down, at times we are lost, and soon we drift away. We run to where we are called, as the pressures grow high. If only we would stop patiently.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Our topic today is make today matter. Those three words really do say a lot, because if we truly want to be happy, we can only achieve that when we completely enjoy our lives. For most of us, it's easier said than done. We easily become distracted and consumed with the day-to-day activities. We often take on more burdens ourselves without getting Jesus involved, and that only brings on more unhappiness, because without the Lord guiding us, we often make bad decisions that make matters worse. But if we want to change, truly change, we can. And there's a simple answer on how we do that. Prayer. If we learn to use prayer as our daily go-to source for everything, we will find ourselves with a completely different outlook on everything around us. Pray to Jesus and start by thanking Him for all the things we have, and let Him know how grateful we are. That is so important, because each of us has been blessed with many gifts from the Lord, and we need to show Jesus our appreciation. Then as we pray, invite Jesus into our lives by talking with Him and sharing with Him all we want Him to know. We can talk about our burdens and ask Him to take those burdens away. When we do, remember to not take them back once we're done praying. Once we give them to the Lord, let Him keep them and handle them. When we pray, let Jesus know how much we want to enjoy our lives and ask Him to be with us in our hearts. If we're praying in the morning, ask Jesus to help make this day a great day. And if we're praying in the evening, thank Jesus for the day we had and ask Him to make tomorrow a great day. When praying to Jesus, be sure to pray for others and ask Him for His help with their needs. Make sure we pray to Jesus at least once a day, and throughout the day, be quick to thank Him for the many wonderful things that take place in our lives each and every day. Doing this keeps Jesus in our hearts and lets us know we are not alone, for the Lord is with us and guiding us. When we pray, be sure to talk to Jesus about whatever is on our minds. And as I have said many times, talk to Him as if He is our best friend. When we are praying for something specific, as with a need, remember to pray on it often and not just once. Also, be patient, for the Lord works on His timeline, not ours. It's very common for the Lord to be working behind the scenes, putting things in place that will lead us to where He wants us to be, many times better than we could have ever imagined. So as we go through our week, remember to ask Jesus to help us make today matter by being part of our lives and in our hearts. Understanding the many ways we can use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. Talking more about our topic, make today matter, we can turn to the Bible where it says, Psalm chapter 90, verse 12, "So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." This Bible verse verifies that each day is special and that we should welcome each and every one, because as we live our lives, we achieve a spirit of love, compassion, and understanding. This is how we appreciate our lives and enjoy them. Make today matter is a concept we should embrace every day, and that will please our Lord. The next song I'm going to play is special to me. The song is called Just Walk With Me. When I wrote this song, I thought of the days when I was finding my faith and going through the transformation of seeing the light and understanding what it meant to have Jesus with me. In the song verses, we hear references to me dealing with doubts and uncertainty about my faith. Then in the chorus, the incredible feeling of walking with Jesus. Please listen now to my song, Just Walk With Me. The vocalist on the recording is Chelsea LaRosa from Hillsong.
Things out, we give in to fear.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the sixth Sunday of Easter. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus, who once again has appeared to his disciples and says to them, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love them." He lets them know that soon the Holy Spirit will come to them and says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." The apostles did not understand what he was saying to them, for they feared he would abandon them. But Jesus ends with, "I am going away, and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father." What Jesus is sharing is that soon he will be ascending back into heaven. The psalm for today is Psalm 67, "O God, let all the nations praise you." This psalm shares an appeal for God to be acknowledged and worshiped by all the nations. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a modern melody and a contemporary musical arrangement. This psalm has been published by Worship Now. Please listen to my version of Psalm 67, "O God, let all the nations praise you."
O God, let all the nations praise you. 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 Praise you.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, The You in Jesus. Before you were thought of or time had begun, God even stuck the letter U in the name of His Son. And each time you pray, you'll see it's true. You can't spell out Jesus and not include the letter U. You're a pretty big part of His wonderful name. For you, He was born. That's why He came. And His great love for you is the reason He died. It even takes you to spell crucified. Isn't it thrilling and splendidly grand? He rose from the dead with you in His plan. The stone split away, the gold trumpet blew, and this word resurrection is spelled with the letter U. When Jesus left earth in His upward ascension, He felt there was one thing He just had to mention. Go into the world and tell them it's true, that I love them all just like I love you. So many great people are spelled with a U. Don't they have the right to know Jesus too? It all depends now on what you will do. He'd like them to know, but it all starts with you. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road.